Here. Can you hear me, Gustavo? Are you able to speak? I don't know. I believe you're trying to use the personal account to speak with, and I'm trying to invite you to speak with that one, but you're also in Crypto Motion, which is up here as well. Feel free to use either to speak. It's my first time trying to run a Spaces off my new laptop, but I guess desktop with Spaces does not work very well. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. We have a good show planned for the day. We got the founder of Bad Dog and the OG NFT collection that just released on Stargaze that's going to come. Hopefully get a couple more people in here and get a nice conversation going. Hopefully, Gustavo, if you can hear me. I don't know why you can't speak, but I can't hear you at all if you're able to hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear.
There we go. Now I was like, please don't let me talk into silent space.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I think it's taking a while to. I'm having technical difficulties too. What the heck? I know, but we're good. I think we're good. Can you hear me?
For some reason, every time I talk, I hear myself say the same thing like three times.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting that feedback too. I cut the other account off, and we're just gonna go live with just Crypto Motion at the time for the moment and see how it goes. But how are you doing, Marty? How's everything?
I'm doing good, bro. It's too bad that was happening because that just killed the vibe a little bit. I'm still excited for the show and to talk to you, of course, but I just spent the past couple of hours fucking around with OBS. I got my stream key, I set up all the shit, and then start the show, and there's just this massive feedback loop. And then once you start speaking, everything's like repeating, and like it kind of reminded me of when we were in the workshop with the UC Berkeley students on Monday. I don't think Lex noticed, but I think he kept his mic on and like the Zoom class and Passage, so every time he was talking, like I couldn't understand anything he was saying because it was just like he would start talking and then it would repeat it over himself, so like you couldn't understand him, or I couldn't anyway, for like a couple times at the beginning there.
I totally feel it. No, but I think we're good now. Let's set the vibe back on. Let's get this Bad Dog Man party going. You know, it's our first time doing this, so this is exciting, man. You know, it's always, at least we can't get any worse than this, you know. We already did it,
so. No, exactly. I was excited though. I like went and looked for music and had these ideas to incorporate and was hoping it all worked out, but whatever. We'll build towards that. It's not a big deal. Honestly, I just wanted to start doing a show, and sometimes I try to take on too much in the free time that I do have, and things that I'm trying to make happen don't happen the way I envision it to, because I don't have the free time to execute it properly. So Everything's kind of
That's
like flying by the seat of my pants vibes, you know? But I like it because like you bring that good energy where like I'm already kind of over it, you know? Like whatever. That time I spent trying to set up a special spaces will, you know, I'll get there eventually. I just wanted to like make it happen and get this kind of open mic style, you know, spaces back where like we don't have to prepare anything. Let's just fucking talk. You know what I mean?
I when you're saying that, you know what that reminded me? It reminded me of my martial arts teacher. He's like, "You want to make God laugh? Make a plan."
Yeah, no, for sure. And then
You
when
want to make
things
them
don't
laugh?
go to
Make a
plan,
plan.
yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, I'm gonna have to remember that I fucking started this spaces through desktop, so I gotta invite people and do that through here, which I'm not used to doing. Just give me a second here. Requested. There we go. Approve. Yeah, I don't know. I'm never hosting a Twitter space again from desktop, I swear, man. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, yeah. What's going
I'm
on,
good. I'm good.
bro?
I know. I see Chihuahua joined. What's up,
Woof
bro?
woof, woof woof. Okay.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm here.
Hell yeah.
Back from the ER and everything. Doing good, I
I
guess.
was gonna
How are
say what
you?
happened, man. I hope you're all right.
I got like electrocuted this morning with like 110. I don't know, dude. That shit sucked. My heart like still kind of hurts.
No way.
But yeah, dude, it's pretty they said I got pretty lucky, so you know. The mint had to go on. That's the
The
theory I'm thinking.
most important thing,
It
right?
really did interrupt like a lot of the stuff I had to do today though. Like I had to like rely on so many other people. I feel so bad.
Nah, deserve to get some help. You're taking on a lot, and I think you got a good crew of people that are part of your community, so why not use them, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Put them to work.
Oh man. I should really share this with my community. I haven't done that yet. Let me do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie. The past couple days have just been a lot busier than I anticipated, and I think I tried to bite off a little more than I could chew in terms of like preparing for this spaces because I didn't give much time. I think I sent the announcement like 5 hours ago or so. So like there wasn't, and then I was busy and away from my computer and phone for a couple hours, so I wasn't really able to send it to anyone to help repost or share or like, etc. And
It's
yeah.
okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, like, we're just talking about it.
Yeah.
I am super happy how the NFTs came out. Man, they look good. Ooh, dude.
I was gonna
Everybody
ask
liked
you,
them too. Oh,
did
yeah.
what was it like trying to find an artist for that collection? I know you guys had
Oh,
been
dude,
thinking about it
he
for a
came
while.
right in. I didn't even find him. He like found me. It was awesome.
Nice.
Didn't have to struggle for that at all. And he's like a really busy person, so like it's really a blessing that like he even came in to like do any of this for us.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I've seen a bunch of previews and I'm getting ready to mint myself here. I just like I was telling Gustavo, I was messing around with OBS for a couple hours. I wanted to incorporate the soundboard and lots of dog sound effects, and anyway, I ran out of time, so
Nah, it's okay.
yeah.
Just type in soundboard dogs and dude, you got pretty much all you need.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to do that like the last time we had a space, and I kind of just like pussied out. I was like, I don't know, I've never talked to these people before.
No.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they got one on Twitter. I like using that one, but it's limited, you know what I mean? And I was trying to get the OBS going so I could use a custom soundboard or any soundboard I wanted and like some royalty-free music and add a little entertainment to the show, but again, I ran out of time, so it's all good. I'm just down to chat and hopefully some more people eventually join. If not, no worries. We're gonna
We're gonna start doing kind of like a weekly hangout, chill, like open mic to discuss, degen shit, NFTs, maybe some trading, maybe just some brief discussion about different projects and like if people have alpha to share, or just helping build and grow each other's communities. And that's kind of why I had the idea to have you up. And the last spaces we did was fun, but I was like, felt like it was too formal, like I'm reading off a list of questions and like I would rather just have like a natural conversation. It's so much more enjoyable for me and I feel like more fun to
I think
listen
that's
to.
for everybody, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in the car.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just pacing around my computer room.
Maybe I could share to our people too. Share via post.
Yeah, bro, share it. Actually, it would be cool if you just shared also, how it started. I have no idea what Bad Dog is, and I just like to, just learn from the guy making it. Like, you mentioned your artist came in. Like, what was that like? Coming in and just making this in the whole collection. I mean, it's been super. I've seen so much attention. I don't even know if but I think we might have a few people in common. But On Chain Lore, he's been, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's been posting a lot about it. That's how I heard of it. And he's part of the community, Dominican Republic community, building with Chihuahua. So I was like, yeah, there's hecka intertwined here. And how did it start?
Okay, the NFT project or like the cryptocurrency token thing?
I mean, whichever you have, whichever.
The token started, and it's like it was pretty much just me trying to learn from like five guys who actually knew how to do it, and them like just it's like I one person answers my question, and then the next person takes their turn, and I've pretty much like lost all support besides like from one of those guys. Like, I think they're just really busy. Putmost hasn't really been like on Telegram that much either. So I'm pretty much doing things by myself now, which is, oh shit, there's a garbage truck coming. Gotta pull over. I'm on like a one-way road right now, sorry. But there's a bunch of stuff going on with that. I like the airdrop is like I didn't think airdropping to like 43,000 people would be hard. It's way harder than you think, man. Way, way harder than you think. I got, and then like the end, I was like, I'm just gonna airdrop right before the NFT mint, that'll get some eyes going, and then the NFT mint will like carry it on after. It'll probably like really like increase people's awareness of the project. And I think it's definitely been working. Eyes have been on us for sure. Definitely more before than after. I've only
Super, yeah,
airdropped to
super.
maybe about like 11,000 people so far. There's like still so much to do. It's gonna take me like another week to finish that. The mint's going pretty well. I think we could have done better, like giving out whitelists to like communities, but a lot of like other NFT communities were pretty happy to like support us and stuff. So that was pretty good. Meeting, deciding on the NFT collection, like whenever we first made the token, we pretty much immediately knew that we needed to have some things that this token, like this meme coin, was gonna have that maybe others wouldn't. So like obviously like what are some things you can have for a meme coin? NFT project sounds good, put it on the list. Anything you could really think of, secondary token to like give out to like holders, like things like that, or like anything you could really think of. We were just putting it all down on a list to see if it really works. I think the token wouldn't really have done as much or been as successful if I didn't have like Home. Man, Home is like the mastermind of starting projects. If you have a project and you want to start it, you just need to talk to Home and he'll like pretty much fix you up, get like a group of like 10 guys that actually like building things or just sharing or like trying to like get a project off the ground. Like, man, he's really good at that. I think that's like his gift. And then like on-chain lore, like he's really good with the NFTs. I think he's like godly though. And the you know like that video, the like the promotion video for the NFT mint, man, that was like amazing. He did such a good job.
Yeah, dude, he's really talented on-chain lore, man. Isn't he building like a game or something like that?
Yeah,
I see.
He has another NFT mint like Harmata or whatever, and he used the NFTs as game characters. I think thing or something like that. But it is like I just couldn't even like try to begin to think of how to do that.
Dude, it's really good that you're surrounded with good people, bro. Home and on-chain lore will really, you know, it's really about like the team that you know, puts you on, you know. I think like if you focus on your team and trying to, you know, provide, you know, just value to them and how you can do that and how you guys can share ideas, that's how you guys make it, you know, farther and farther. So it looks like you guys are building something really cool. And like, you know, I think right now it's there's for sure, like I'm getting a sense of like meme culture popping off in Cosmos, you know. I sense it. It's like it's coming. Meme after meme is coming. So that's kind of what's been driving this. I think like that's how I heard, you know, about the Chihuahua with Had, you know. It's like because it starts to pop off, it's one or the other, the NFT, you know, it's Sloth, you talk about Bad Kids, you talk about all these like the Lab, but just recently launched. And it's just like, okay, cool, you know, like maybe it's let's see what's just going on, you know. I'm interested, I'm curious. I like to see when people work together to do something, you know. I think like if it's gonna have to be through memes, you know, working together, we'll be it. Because you know, people go back and forth with the whole like Cosmos and like, is it, you know, is it Interchain? Is it Cosmowasm? And then there's no team, like, you know, we got to focus on like the team building part. But then when you put something like Bad Dog, where it's just like you're just building shit for fun, man, like just to see what happens, and you kind of get more interested in that style of building, whether it's just for fun, you know. It doesn't have to be like the biggest tech in this whole world, you know, like it just has to be like just honest work, you know what I mean? Yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Sorry, we didn't hear you there. Sorry. Small.
I had to talk to the I think his name's Daniel about the thing that electrocuted me this morning and how I can fix it. So I was listening to both of you at the same time. It was very confusing. Oh man, and I'm super sorry, but I just thought I'd be honest and tell you. I heard the thing about like how it's all for fun, and I agree. Like as soon as I did the airdrop, then I was like, man, it's not gonna be done on like the 14th. I was like working so hard. I was like, I'd have to stay up for like the next 3 days without stopping to like really get this out. I wish I had a mentor who could help me through that process too. Mm-hmm. If you guys know anybody, just link me up, man. I need more mentors. I need more people on my team.
I feel like Shroot may be a good guy to talk to about some sort of tooling for that. I know with Pixel Squids anyway, Shroot and Gaines, the founders there, they're trying to build some cool tooling for solving problems like that. So I don't know, maybe it'd be worth shooting them a DM, but I think that's something that Pixel Squids could even possibly help with, just because, yeah, I could only imagine how long it takes to do that kind of stuff. I believe you, I was like reading some comments on some of your tweet posts, and it said you had like 40,000 wallets to airdrop to, no. I think. So, yeah, that's a lot of addresses.
Okay. Okay, I'll check them.
Are you minting any Bad Dog NFTs, Gustavo?
Yes, sir. You know what I just thought? I know this is probably last minute, but it would be super cool.
I will be. I have my stars lined up. I think Gustavo might be a little busy.
What happened? Man, you know what would be cool? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think he was talking to somebody else who has the same name.
That'd be great. That's funny. You know what? I was just going to tell him. I was like, bro, what if it would be super last minute, but if there was a chihuahua that was electrocuted, like, that would be cool.
Yeah, it's like a special 101 that got designed after that happened on the day of the pre-sale. Yeah, that would be, like, for that, you know? That's hilarious.
I would definitely, whoever owned that, that would be cool.
Man. Yeah, no, for sure. I was hyped that Drip Club ended up getting the whitelist there for the collection too. It's cool to see. Like, I love to see NFT communities, you know, work together and build together rather than rivaling each other. Because I always feel like we can help each other's communities grow, and a lot of projects can coexist and kind of have like these collaborations where we help promote each other's projects, and maybe not so much call it like an alliance, but you know what I mean. Everybody kind of looks out for each other and has each other's back, so that there's lots of collections that can do well because there's so many people whitelisted from bigger communities that already exist, you know. So it's trying to build together. Because I feel like, you know, that's a good topic in general. Like, I feel like there's too much of everybody's trying to do their own thing. And even if it is a good idea and there's other people trying to do the same thing, they'd rather compete than to work together. And I just feel like, you know, a lot of people could benefit more if they're more open-minded to, like, collaborating more often, you know?
Yeah, totally, man. Like, it just makes the progress slightly, you know, this is kind of a theory I have, you know, because, and it only is a issue, at least this whole idea of collaborating or doing things independent, it's only an issue because of the decentralization part. Like, let's say Bad Dog is, you know, it's a decentralized project that's, you know, building an NFT marketplace that's doing this thing. And so because the team is decentralized, it is, you know, there's no central authority. This is kind of my idea. There's a downfall to being in a competitive market in a decentralized field. If it was a centralized field where the competitive markets do well, but in the case that, like, we are all building and towards one goal of decentralization, when the competition, you know, pops up, you are, again, now it's going to be like the field's going to be split into two, like the Bad Dog and, you know, hold on, those are my dogs going off. There's going to be more, like, more and more competition causes more and more centralization. And that's kind of like an issue when you're talking about in a decentralized world. So you're kind of like, damn, it's not worth it to compete, you know, at least not in the initial sense of like starting innovation, at least not yet. And I think that's kind of like what happened with, like, you know, just Cosmos in general. People started to build out decentralization, and like, now this decentralization has become centralized, you know, and it's just like, wait, well, what's going on? I'm kind of confused. Why are we not building it on top of each other? So that's kind of like what you're mentioning, is like, let's build on top of each other rather than to build against each other. And you know, like, it just doesn't work just yet, not neatly, to compete. And I know, like, competition does well, but the competition does well once the foundation has been established. And because this is such a new innovation, such a new, like, understanding of how to build, like, you know, now we have teams, you know, Bad Dog has teams all over the place, you know, and I just think by dang, you don't need to be in one central point. It's all around the world, you know. I talk about On-Chain Lore, which is one of the guys helping them out, and I know he's from the Dominican Republic, so it's like completely like different spots. So when you start like being true decentralized, and the more competition you have, the more you'll lead into centralization. And it's like, oh, maybe that's not the goal. You know, what is the goal?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like open source code for a lot of these projects. I mean, you've seen people like Jacob Gattigan is a good example of calling projects out for having closed source code and not following the right motto for decentralization, if that's the right way to put it. But I also noticed we have a GigaBrain community member that just joined the chat. Big Al, what's going on, buddy? This guy, crypto vet, been in it over 12 years, catches big fish, and he's got big bags.
hop on to speak, bro. Join us.
Yeah, no, he should. This is a perfect opportunity for him to jump up on stage, and who knows, he might even win a prize. No, that's one of my buddies in real life. We live in the same city. He just got into crypto recently, and I appreciate him tuning into the show to support. Hope you're having a good day, buddy.
Yeah, he's Big Al, you gonna mint Bad Dog? You gonna get into that this party?
Yeah,
let us know.
I think he will. If not, I could send him some stars. What is it? 400 stars? What is that like? $4?
Oh, that's nothing to a G like you, bro.
Let me see. No, $8. I was a little off, but yeah. I mean, why not? He joined the show. He wants a Bad Dog NFT. Well,
let's make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I'm actually got the worst knot in my shoulder. I'm just rolling out my back now too. So trying to fix my my knot. Man, I get so tight from working out often. I don't really stretch. I have a problem with that. How has your training been lately, bro?
Awesome, bro. Awesome. It's,
did you end up deadlifting the number you wanted the other day?
Dang, man. Dang, tell me about it. Tell me about it. I pushed the number. I said I put it 260. 260. But it was on the press. So that's different, you know. I was like, the day before I was doing sprints. So my legs were kind of sore yesterday. And I was like, damn, I don't know if I want to push it that way with the whole deadlift. But I did go on the press and hit 260. So my goal is 225. And so I'm almost there. I haven't put it, you know, just on a deadlift, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm training for it, bro.
That's awesome, man. I'm super hype about that. I love hearing people achieving their goals and working towards them in the gym. You know, it motivates me to keep a healthy routine and stay on top of that stuff, you know, and it's good to surround yourself with people that live by that code as well. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah, no, I feel like we share that in common. And how often do you go to the gym?
I run every day.
And damn, really?
And I go to the gym like 4 to 5 times a week.
So you run every day? Is that just something to like, you know, get your body going? Motion is lotion, kind of?
Yes,
sir. Like motion lubricates the joints, right? Like it's when you just sit all day, you get stiff, right? Even if you lay down, you get stiff because like the best way to flush lactic acid out of your muscles to help them recover faster is by moving. And I'm not saying like work out 24/7, but like just moving around, you know, even the light jog 15 minutes a day plus those 4 to 5 weight training sessions a week is like an amazing routine, bro. Good for you.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Let me tell you the reason why my legs were sore off that run, because I usually don't run fast, you know, like because like you said, you don't you just want to, since I'm usually on my desk from like 7 in the morning to like 8 to 9 at night, you know, more than 10 hours in my desk, and then I work out in the middle of those and eat and stuff. But yesterday we're talking about bad dogs, and man, okay, so I have 2 dogs, right? And they're brother and sister, little like really cute dogs, brown, medium sized dogs. They look like the what are they, what they're
Oscar cockapoos. Minor Wiener? Oh, okay.
And so they're cockapoos, you know, poodles and cocker spaniels. So they look like the lady and the lady, you know, from that, you know, cartoon movie where the spaghetti and stuff. So they look like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're just a little poodle in there too. So, but what's going on right now is that the sister, the girl dog, she's on her menstrual cycle. You know, but she's like, you know, active in the sexual community right now. You know? and the boy dog, he's a dog, a real bad dog. He's just like, you know, sniffing her, like humping in the air. You know, he's a bad dog face right now.
Yeah.
And, but there's nothing, you know, I'm trying to get him a lady or something, you know, to, you know, let his stress out, but it's just it's been difficult, and he just whines and cries, just holding it in, bro. Like I just feel real bad.
It sounds like me when I don't get any action from my fiance. I get so wound up, I start to whine and cry if I'm not getting any.
Yeah, I'm so that's kind of too. Yeah, even the bad dog. I was like, man, I gotta help him out, you know, like I gotta let him like distract him or put him in a cold shower, do something. So I was like, nah, we're gonna go on a run. Me and him, we're gonna let this energy out. And so I was like, you know, we went out for like maybe 2.5 miles, 300 miles, and I pushed him, bro. I pushed and I was like, go, like you gotta run, you gotta let all that energy. And then, you know, fuck that shit. I think we're running probably like at a 6:45 pace, 7 minute pace, bro. And that just, you know, it was because I wanted to help the dog out, you know.
Yeah. Next like, thing you know, you're setting PRs for your.
And so it was a win-win for both of us. He came home, he was a lot more tired, a lot more relaxed, you know. He got his energy out a different way. So that's the reason I was sore yesterday. So I was like, I usually don't run fast, but the day I had to, I was doing it for the bad dog.
Yeah. That's so fucking funny, bro. I miss having a dog. I used to have one a long time ago, but it's when I was a kid, and I just moved recently. I used to live in a condo, so it was a little small to have a dog, but maybe one day again, I would love to have one because they're really good companions, and like that puppy therapy or just having a dog around for like, you know, companionship really helps with mental health too.
Totally.
It's definitely a thing, you know? dog shows you love. It's like unconditional love, etc. And they make great pets too. It's just, I'm super busy, and I just want to make sure I would have the time for it if I got one, you know?
Well, you can start off by maybe minting a bad dog.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good start for sure. I don't know, though. I think my son would like the real thing better, you know? Oh, man, my shoulder feels so much better after that. Foam rolling, do you ever do it?
I have, yeah. I have. I don't have one at home, but every time I go over, like, a friend's house that they do have it, I have the Theragun.
Oh, I got that too, actually.
Yeah, and that really helps. But the foam rolling is good. It's a good exercise. Actually, you made me just think about that. I need to do that more often. Because I heard, you know, it's kind of a thing. I don't know if it's true, but that if you, the more you stretch your muscle, the more it grows.
Oh, definitely, bro. Definitely. 100%. I've done a lot of research, actually, and that couldn't be more true. In fact, if you don't stretch, you're limiting yourself because your body can only reach a certain point if you don't, you know? And it's not even just to be like flexible or to be able to do the splits. It's more like injury prevention, right? Because if you're too tight, you can tear. The whole premise of working out, if you're trying to build muscle, is you make very small tears with smaller muscles and they grow back bigger and stronger. But if you start, you know, tearing massive muscles, then you're just injured and then you have to recover and can't train to, you know. So there's like a fine line that you got to find. And also make sure like you don't overtrain, right? So if you find the right balance between the training and the stretching and the recovery, you can make progress like much, much quicker if you do it the proper way.
Totally. Now that's something really cool that you said, that if you focus on breaking little muscles, like that's where the maximum growth happens. And you know, that's actually I've been working out for almost 2 years now, 2 years like consecutively. You know, you did your workouts here and there in college and stuff like that, but it wasn't. Like now, like I'm very like aggressive with diet, aggressive with like sleep, water intake, you know. And so I've been a lot more, you know, purposeful. Dude, a little background. Like I used to weigh 127 pounds.
You say that like that's like you're fucking huge or something. now you make me feel like I got a fat fiance. That's how much she weighs.
Bro, tell me about it. It was my fiance at the time. She weighed more than me, and that maybe that's why I had to let her go. used to weigh 127, bro. 127, and I would peak at 130, 132. Like that was my peak.
Yeah.
For like the longest, bro. I'm pushing 155 now. Almost 20 to 25 pounds. That I've like increased by being a lot more like intentional about the diet portion.
Yeah.
I was way more intentional. Like right before I go to sleep, I eat 5 boiled eggs with rice right before I go. And that doing that made me go from like being skinny to being like, okay, a little bit more, and I'm trying to get that, I really want to hit like 165, 180, anywhere from there. But it's taken me a long time, but it's been progress for sure. But focusing on that little stuff, like the little muscles you're talking about, I think is kind of what I'm doing. I'm like, there's only with certain times that I do like a big deadlift or something like that. It's more like It's more like focusing on my shoulder, focusing on my hip muscles, focusing on like the muscle, the secondary muscles that help your chest, rather than to just focus on your chest. And I think that has improved my ability to build chest, because now I can put more weight, you know, less prone to injury, like you said. Mm-hmm. So it kind of has, you know, it's been a whole progress in here, but or a whole journey, I mean, of just learning stuff and being really like, oh, damn, that doesn't work, or that does work, or whatever it is. But stretching is one that, like, I need to not, you just made me think, like, I need to put more emphasis on that for sure.
Yeah, no, it's something that I slack on and I need to do more. Like, I do a little bit, but I could be doing more. I know it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, anybody from the crowd? I know you got, there's Snails, Big Al, Barra, Crypto guys. Y'all want to come in? Terra Spaces? You know, y'all want to join the request to speak? Just let us know. This is kind of just us just having some fun. We didn't got really nothing planned for today besides having Bad Dog come in for a little bit and share us just the mint. Reminder, the public mint is tomorrow at 7 p.m. UTC. So make sure you go to Stargaze, have your stars ready to mint that bad boy out. And yes, sir.
Hell yeah. I'm still trying to, while we're talking here too, man, I really want to figure out how to, I'll eventually do it, but I really wanted to get some music in the show today. Like, man, how hard is it to just fucking get a goddamn song to play on the Spaces? You know what I mean?
You said there was like copyright issues or something. Like, let's say if we go on YouTube and like just play, I don't know, any random artist, it'll be flagged or something. Or that's only if you record it.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. But there is royalty free music that we can use for free, and we don't have to worry about getting in trouble. Anyway, I don't have to talk too much about that. I'll keep poking around in the background, or I'll just leave it for another time. But I see we have some more people that are slowly, hey, Homestead just joined too. If you want to speak, Homestead, feel free to join the party. We're just minting some Bad Dogs and shooting the shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. Snails just joined. Yeah, I enabled it so that anybody can just hop up and start talking. So feel free to introduce yourself and join the combo if you feel like you have something to say. I'm more than happy to talk to you.
Homestead already has a PFP of his Bad Dog, bro. How'd you do that? You got the whitelist?
I guess so. Or maybe he got a gift. Who knows? How's it going, Snails?
Hey guys, what's up? Just wanted to wish you guys luck. Good luck with your mint. Your video teaser that you guys put out was pretty incredible. I really enjoyed watching that. I thought it was well put together, and definitely digging the art as well. So figure I'd just hop up and wish you guys good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you, man. We are actually not the founders of the NFT collection. We had him up here earlier to speak, and we got a little bit of the history of how it started. He created the meme coin Bad Dog on Osmosis to begin, and then eventually it turned into an NFT collection. And he was promoting it here earlier, so I'll let him know that you came up, because I know that you guys have an NFT collection yourself. So if you want to talk about that at all, feel free as well, because the founder of the Bad Dog collection actually dropped off, so the stage is yours if you'd like to speak on your project at all.
Snails is, we call ourselves a creator co-op for the Cosmos ecosystem. So we focus on creating educational content that focuses on, you know, really the early onboarding content and highlighting some other projects in the ecosystem. You know, this content can be submitted to our co-op. We use DAO for monthly rewards. You know, so 80% of our mint goes to the treasury that gets staked in stars, and then the inflationary rewards go out to people who create educational content for us. So there's a few things that we got cooking that can't really talk about yet. You know, hoping that they all play out. And we've had two sponsorships so far by AmberDAO. That was our first one over on Secret Network. And then the Suits Cult, which is a collection on Stargaze as well. They sponsored us to create some educational content about the Isaac trading bot, the Telegram bot. So that should be it passed. You know, they have a 2-week veto lock period. So, you know, hopefully next week, you know, those funds hit the Snails DAO and, you know, we can create some content, educational content about Isaac, which is a pretty cool bot. I was playing around with it a little bit, just getting used to it. So I'm excited to see what, you know, some of our holders come up with for that. Yeah, those are our first two sponsorships and hoping we have, you know, the ability to get some more and some qualify for ambassador programs or anything like that that may come our way. So appreciate the opportunity to give a quick pitch of Snails.
Heck yeah, bro, that's a really cool project. Like, you guys are, if you know what I'm understanding, is you guys are making almost a community of educators ultimately, where you're able to access those, you know, educational content. And, you know, that's kind of hugely needed here in the cosmos, is people who are making educational content and not for the, you know, like, let's say the very like code based stuff, more like just your basic onboarding, you know, practices, like how to set up a Kyber wallet, like go just a crypto guide kind of thing, like where, you know, 1, 2, 3, and you have a wallet, or you send some wallets, some best practices, just like very, you know, user-friendly, user, like beginner style educational content is super, super useful. And I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are bringing that together via the DAO. And I see a very, very promising, you know, just, career, and you're like, you know, understanding of that, because I myself do a lot of like educational workshops. Like I go to like just people and say, hey, like, let me help you onboard onto crypto. And, you know, we'll do one-on-ones and share like all the information I've learned over the 5, you know, plus years that I have. And that is super cool, bro. Like, you know, props to you for bringing that together. I hope, you know, you really get the creators and that of educational content, the DAO going, and more sponsorships your way, bro. Because that's really cool.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We have a handful of creators. I guess I could probably do a better job of, you know, bugging them to, you know, create some specific content. Yeah, I think we'll have to kind of push that starting next month. Yeah, we're just kind of getting started. But yeah, I mean, if someone asks you, like, how do I set up a Kepler wallet? You know, where are you going to send them? You know, if you do a quick search on YouTube or a lot of the more mainstream content creators within the cosmos, you're probably going to see the Kepler version, like when the web wallet was a white background versus, you know, kind of this gray and black that we have now. So, you know, all of it's outdated, you know, so to kind of bring together a few creators and be able to stay up to date, you know, we'll reward people to, you know, recreate a Kepler wallet install video if you know, they create an update. You know, all that stuff is just so important to onboard new users. And you know, we have a Discord bot that's live that anybody can invite to their servers, and it searches for keywords. I'm hoping to try to get the developer to add some slash commands to it. I think that'd be a little bit better way to distribute our content. But we post all of our content over on Omniflix and then also YouTube as well. And yeah, I had a great call with the Czech team this morning. So as far as like, you know, like an NFT project, I don't think there's many projects who are having direct conversations with a lot of layer ones and figuring out how we can work together and yeah, just grow together and support them in any ways that are possible, whether it's onboarding content for them or just using their solution. So we use creds on Czech Network to kind of create a like a decentralized resume for holders. You know, if they want to create some content and they can verify it, if they were to, you know, try to go on their own to get an ambassador program or, you know, get a job in marketing in Web3, you know, they can at least show that, you know, hey, I made contributions to Snails. Here's some of my work. So we're looking to use anybody, all the great applications within the Cosmos. You know, our Discord bot runs on Akash. We have some video content stored on Jackal. Kind of nice. Hoping that Omniflix pivots over to use Jackal entirely, or at least give us that option. So, we can kind of offload the costs onto Omniflix versus eating them on our own. But NFTs on Stargaze, we support, we use Stash a little bit, you know, using Threads by Gelato over on Archway. You know, so we're just trying to put community first, help everybody, and slowly our project really starts to grow.
Nice, bro. Nice. That's super cool. Good work. Why a snail?
The snail is like my favorite animal. There's a snail called a cone snail. It shoots harpoons out of its mouth and like can inhale an entire fish. Yeah, so snails are pretty hardcore. But it fits the artist's style. He uses or he's referred to his style as cryptozoology, Mr. Minded. He has a few collections on Secret and Hedera as well. He kind of mixes these animals with inanimate objects. And yeah, I just thought that was one of the cooler concepts that we were able to come up with. And it's fitting, you know, building out like your own kind of creator platform is difficult. And, you know, it'll be a slow road for us to kind of get to the position where I'd like to see us, you know, ultimately connecting, you know, projects, layer ones to content creators, you know, through snails in a more transparent manner. Yeah, I think that's really the big picture, and it'll be a slow process to get there. But you know, we're labeled as a favorite creator on Interchain Info, and we're getting some good traction around the ecosystem. So I'm happy to, where we're at and everything.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Really cool, man. So you're into cone snails. They're highly venomous sea snails. Damn, that's wild.
Yeah, the cone snails are cool. You got to watch the video on YouTube. Yeah, they call it a proboscis. Like one of these harpoons can kill like 9 full grown men. So they're total badass little creatures.
Wow, I've never thought of snails in that way.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's wild. I've never heard that before. That's pretty cool. What's up, Homestead? What's up, G Powers? You guys came up to speak. How you all doing? No worries if you can't speak right now either. I just thought I would acknowledge that you all came up on stage to say hello.
What's up, guys? I'm sorry. I'm in between a bunch of stuff. So I heard my name shouted out about the PFP. And then I got rugged a couple of times. Apparently I needed to update. So anybody struggling in spaces today, there's an update in the App Store for X. I'm glad I found that out before I do my space tomorrow. What's up, y'all? I minted mine on Whitelist. The one I'm wearing right now, actually, I just was helping out small problems by wearing one a few days before mint, since I'm pretty active and people would see it. So I actually, as soon as I get my blue check, I got to take it off because I don't own this one, even though I'd love to with the McDonald's hat and everything.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah.
Isn't it, right? But like, yeah, I'm just in ex-purgatory, so I got to take it off as soon as I can since the mint's live and somebody's probably going to get it.
That's awesome. Have you been able to mint any yourself yet? I think you said you already did, eh?
Yeah, I minted my two whitelist
nice
allocation, and I'll pin my post. The one of the ones I got reminds me of my old Chihuahua that my wife and I used to have, so I was really happy to get the one I got.
That's awesome. I can't wait to start minting some myself. I'm going to right after this spaces. I got too much on the go here to even... I don't want to pull out my ledger and start getting a third computer on my desk here, and just I'll wait till after the spaces. But I'm excited. I personally saw there was a Chihuahua that looks like Heisenberg from that show Breaking Bad. It looked really, really cool. He's like in the Osmo lab and he's got the yellow jacket with the black glasses on. I'm pretty hyped to see what I'm going to mint later. Have you minted anything yet, Gustavo?
I have not. I'm not whitelisted. I'm waiting for the public mint, but I could send you some stars and you give me a few of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally down to help you out with that. I believe the Drip Club got whitelisted, which is all the pixel squids there. So I actually... I love the collection, and I was able to stake enough on 5 different wallets. So I think I'll have at least 10 whitelists. So yeah, I can hook you up, bro. I'll help hook up anyone. In fact, Small Problem told me we could give away some whitelists as well. So I'll hook you up. And if, maybe even Small would be down to hook you up too. So either way, I'll help you get one before public sale tomorrow for sure, bro.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I definitely do want to get one. The Homestead with the McDonald hat got me a little excited on that. I was like, damn, I want one of those now.
See what I mean, bro? These NFTs, they sucked me back in. I took a break and now I can't get enough of them. I'm spending all my rewards on every Friday is mint day, and there's mints in between, you know, those. And yeah, it's fun. I miss being a part of these communities. So I can totally relate with the FOMO and excitement.
Being an NFT bro is kind of like being in a gang or in a mafia. Like, you might take a hit or something, but you're never getting out. Like, you're never getting out. You know, you got some in a wallet somewhere. You're going to check on one day, or, you know. So, yeah. Good to have you back, though.
What's up, G Powers? How's it going? I don't know if you're trying to speak, but we can't hear you. I see your mic's unmuted, but we can't hear you.
He's down as a listener for me.
No worries. There we go. We can hear you now. What's right. going on?
Living the dream, man. Minted me a couple of those. I got me a Jesse Pinkman. So super cool.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I was hoping to mint one that was based off that show. That's so cool. Yeah, that's awesome, man. See, now I'm FOMOing. Now I do want to just rip the legend. Fucking rush towards the Stargaze.
Security first, man. Be safe, guys. My Twitter just got hacked like 20 minutes ago. It was part of the issue I was having. So, fortunately, their security team hit me up. Yeah,
that's been a problem recently. Yeah, I feel like there's been lots of Twitter accounts that have been targeted. I remember, I forget the individual's name from Atom Accelerator, Yusuf Armani or something. Armani, I think. But he sent out a link to some like fake scam airdrop. Somebody had hacked his account, I think, a month or two ago, and they were DMing all these people throughout the Cosmos ecosystem. So security is of utmost importance. That's for sure. Got to stay safe out there.
Yeah, they only had it for 3 minutes. So fortunately, it doesn't look like anything happened. But nobody follows me anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's what makes me wonder too sometimes, like, well, how do they go about targeting what accounts they pick and for what reasons? And like, I guess they're just snooping for sensitive info. Like, if somebody's dumb enough to paste their 24 words on Twitter or something, like,
yeah, I guess, man, I don't know. It doesn't get me. I guess I have 300 people that follow me. What the fuck are they gonna do with my Twitter account?
Yeah.
Was it a sim swap attack?
No, it was just a Twitter sent me a thing saying, "Hey, is this you?" And I just hit him no and changed my password real quick. That's all I know about it so far. So nothing, and they can't do anything. I've got all the backups and two factors, and email me and call me, and you can't do anything. I've playing this game a long damn time. They ain't fucking with me like that. Sorry about that.
Man, that's good, dude. It's crazy. You do everything you can, you still get hacked as well. Right. It almost seems like, wait, what the heck am I doing that for? But no, it does help, at least some portion for sure. But these guys are getting better and better every day. It's kind of ridiculous, man. I just seen a bunch of people, like, I had a guy, his wallet got drained after, you know, being in the airport. And like, he's like, I didn't even connect to Wi-Fi. I didn't do nothing. And it just got drained, and I was like, damn, there's nothing you can do, really. Like, you can only like be preventative by setting up, you know, two-factor authentication, doing this and that. And I'm just like, damn, man, just be safe out there, man. I'm glad that it was only 3 minutes and, you know, you took it under control. But there's been cases where it does get really bad. But no, we're good here. Hopefully everything is A1 with us.
Hey, if you want to give me a couple more whitelist, though, I wouldn't mind. I'd been a couple more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's funny. I'll talk to Small after, and he said he would give out 10 whitelists for us. So I will keep in mind who is interested in any and who came up to speak, whoever wants one. I'll message him and I'll get back to you, because he did say he'd give away 10. I'm not sure how it works myself. I've never launched a collection, but I do believe that you can add more whitelists after the fact. Just because with the Geckies mint, I know they did it in like 3 different tiers. But yeah, I don't know. If somebody else knows better than me, please feel free to correct me.
Yeah, you can add whitelist addresses during the whitelist phase. So... like, if you know you can take addresses, you might just want to start DMing those people, because I know, like, on the other side for Small, I'm sure he's busy with various things. So just having the addresses ready to go will be better. Because like, I've definitely worked with creators and gotten them addresses during whitelist minting, and they've updated and people have been able to mint. So, Stargaze is pretty good about letting the like creators and the projects have some control on that. And like the new Merkle stuff, like that some of the new projects have done, like Celestian Sloth and a couple others recently, like they're really doing a good job letting creators have control of that, especially with some of the issues we have had. So yeah, definitely it can be done during mint.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's awesome. Good to know. Well, then, in that case, if anybody, we have 10 whitelists to give away for the Bad Dog collection, and more than happy to hand those out. So if people want to get in on the action, I feel like, you know, there's I feel like the amount of people in the audience here, like we could choose at random, or we could just pick the first 10 people to DM the Cosmos Spaces Twitter account with their Stargaze address. I think that might be easier, actually. And then that way I don't have to search people down and pick a random spinner and then, you know, pick random 10. Like, there's only 20 people here. So I presume that half of you are real people. Hey, buddy. And yeah, if anybody is interested in getting a whitelist for Bad Dog NFTs, then feel free to DM Cosmos Spaces Twitter account, which is the host of the Spaces. And shoot us your Stargaze address and DM, and we'd be more than happy to help get you a wait list, and I can provide those addresses to Small by the end of this evening at the latest. And I mean, I would do it as soon as possible. I just can't guarantee if he'll be able to, you know, do it in the next hour or so. I know he's having a really busy day as well. Things are hectic on his end. He got electrocuted this morning and was at urgent care at the hospital. So I'm just glad he's all right. And I do believe he's on his way home now. So yeah, I'll shoot him to him and try to get that completed as soon as I can. So anyone interested, again, shoot your DM or shoot your Stars address to Cosmos Spaces in a DM, and we'll try and get you a whitelist as soon as possible. I'm sure that it'll be able to happen before public sale, so we can ensure that you get an NFT.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Marty.
Yeah, no worries. I also am going to do a quick time check. I know we started just over an hour ago. We started the show with technical difficulties, which I'm glad we worked through, and the vibes have been immaculate since. It's nice to see how the space grew over the past hour. You know, we started with like one or two people listening, and now we're at over 20. So pretty pleased about that. Thank you all for joining, and thank you for your time. If you want to keep going, Gustavo, I think I have like another 15, 20 minutes. My son just got home from school, so I just don't want to keep him waiting too long. That's all.
Totally. Now let's see if any of the speakers, I know RGM just came on, David came on, you know, final thoughts, before we close it off. What are you guys up to? Are you guys minting? What's anything you guys want to share? It's open mic.
Yeah. Welcome, all the new people up to the stage. There's quite a few of you, David and RGM, Mile, AC, Wellington. Hey, Scotty, Interstellar. Thanks for joining. We got Terra Spaces is still here. Marvel, Shafted, Daniel, Pass, Gax, thank you all for joining. And yeah, if anyone wants to speak, feel free to take the floor. I would love to just shut up and listen to y'all talk. If no one wants to talk either, I will feel like I'll continue talking too.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Thank you for saying that, RGM. We're just chilling, you know. We're trying to get back to the roots of Cosmos Spaces when they first started. You know, they used to host a lot of spaces that were more open mic, kind of like a chill lounge where anybody of any, you know, knowledge level or skill level in this industry or the Web3 space can feel comfortable to come up and talk and say hello, or yeah, just show any support, or if you have a topic of discussion too, we're open to that as well. I personally got a little bored of, you know, the super technical AMAs with a list of questions, and I kind of like this style much better. It involves community members where, you know, you get to feel like you have a voice because everybody's entitled to their opinion, and they should be able to share it as well. So we really encourage people to come up and talk if you want to. We're that's what the show is all about, so that's what we want to get back to.
Yeah, I was one of the 10 to win on the Hava giveaway, and I tried to go in and mint and couldn't do it. So I just sent another Stars address to your Cosmos space. Hopefully I can get in on that one.
Yeah, of course. If you want a whitelist for the Bad Dog NFTs, I could definitely hook you up. You're the first one to ask and come up and request that. So I am more than happy to hook you up.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. I hope you're having a great day.
I am having a great day. Thank you.
No worries. Anybody else that wants one, like I said, you can just shoot us a DM or you can come up and talk, whatever you prefer. I'll probably remember better if you come up and speak, but either way, if we have a message in the DMs, I can keep track of it like that too.
I have one question, if you don't mind. Of course. Once we get on the white list, what's the next steps once we go on the site?
So basically, I believe I can share it again. If you look at the pinned post in the spaces, it says minting is coming with the Chihuahua with hat. And if you follow that link, it'll bring you to the dashboard in Stargaze where their launch pad for their collection is, where you can mint. And once you connect your wallet, it should tell you that you're eligible for the pre-sale. That would be once your address is added to the whitelist. So okay. I can also, once I ping Small with the addresses that everyone submitted, once he confirms that they've been added, I can just send you guys a quick message to let you know. And then that way, once you follow that link and connect your wallet, it should change to eligible for presale, and you just have to make sure that you have some stars in that wallet. Okay. And if you need some stars, you can get it on Osmosis or tons of other places throughout the Cosmos ecosystem. But if you need help with that, just include that in your message to Cosmos Spaces, and we're more than happy to walk you through that process.
Fantastic. I have some stars, so I'm ready.
There you go.
Guys, let me jump in here real quick for Martin and just say, if you ever have an issue with stars, you can get stars on stars. Like, just go to stargaze.zone and click the Get Stars tab on the top, and you can just get them right there. You don't have to go to Osmosis or anywhere else. You can do it all through the Stargaze UI at this point. Okay. So, yep.
Great.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, no, I haven't used that yet. I wasn't aware of that, but that's a cool. Was that recent that happened, or no? It's been there for a while, and I guess I just got back into NFTs like a month and a half ago. So I'm still learning.
It's been about a month or 2 months that it's been something we've been like really promoting more, like as a functional tool.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a newer feature, but you should be able to like onboard from like an EVM wallet from that tab if you wanted via Squid Router. You can do like inner IBC swaps with Leap, and I think there's one other thing, it might be TFM that they've used for tooling for IBC swaps, but you can do all of that through the Stargaze page right there.
No, that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. Did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about, Gustavo, or what are you thinking?
The mint's happening. There's many mints. I see there's a Cosmos meme trend popping out, so keep an eye on for that. You know, slots went crazy. Bad kids have been crazy for a while. We got pixel squids. You know, NFTs after NFTs, and I think we should just continue just exploring stuff. I know it's all about, it's kind of the wild wild west, you know, like we just learn here, learn there, and you know, kind of just build teams and share that all these cool ideas. But besides that, for me, I think this has been a very very good time. I've enjoyed myself and hanging out with you, Martin, and the rest of the gang here today. Really appreciate the audience coming up and, you know, just sharing their ideas, getting us helpful tips, and being part of this, you know, this episode. It's been a blast. Like I said, it was just off the top of the dome. This is not like scripted or anything. We're just kind of sharing what we feel, what we, you know, what's the news today. That's kind of it. Appreciate everybody that's came here and shared their thoughts, and just we'll continue to be having these you know, weekly, and we'll set the times and stuff to be a little bit you know, consecutively or consistent, and that way we you know, we build a momentum going. There's a lot of cool things to talk about, a lot of cool projects, and let's bring that whole Cosmos Spaces you know, original idea of just building community through Twitter Spaces. You know, that's kind of what we see here. So if you want to just be a part of that and hop on the next one, we'll see everybody there.
Hell yeah, bro. I think that's a great way to end the show. So if anybody else has anything to add, let me know. Otherwise, yeah, thank you for everyone's time. I'm super excited to start this new, you know, chill style open mic. I love talking to other people and having, you know, not just developers or people working on, you know, the chains. I like to have community members come up and talk. And honestly, I enjoy myself much more talking to community members than developers. And I'm not hating on them at all. I just, this is much more enjoyable for me. So thank you for your time too, Gustavo, and helping co-host the show. I think this was a great first, you know, experiment for this style of show and spaces again, since we haven't done it for a while. And yeah, thanks again for everyone who joined. Hope you guys had a good time. And we'll make sure to give some more heads up before the next one. This all kind of happened last minute. We were on a phone call for like 2.5 hours last night, and we were just like, yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. Go, go, go. Tried to scramble through it all together in less than 24 hours, and it still turned out great. So yeah, I it's only going to get better from here. I'm working on a new kind of format to add some more entertainment, music, soundboards, you know, maybe some fun ads and like trivia or Jeopardy style with more giveaways, whether that be, you know, tokens or NFTs. And yeah, I think this is going to be super fun. So thanks to everybody that came to the first episode, and really looking forward to doing this again with you, Gustavo. And thanks again to also the people that came up to speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's keep that motion forward, bro. Keep that momentum going.
Was that...
Appreciate you guys. Cheers.
Did you hear clapping there, or was that all muffled and shit?
No, I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. I think my Twitter Spaces is glitching now. I was trying to play a sound effect. See, this is what I mean, bro. I just want to play a sound effect and things just don't work properly. It's so funny. All right. Well, take care, everyone. Have a good night. We'll join again next week. Peace.
See ya.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.